In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In every approved Marian apparition, Our Lady has a specific mission. And each mission reveals a determined and specific message, a unique and necessary goal. In the Anahuac Valley of Mexico, on a barren hill called Tepeyac, Our Lady of Guadalupe came as a merciful mother, a healer and restorer of all who are broken in body and in spirit. It is an amazing thought to consider that the woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet and on her head a crown of 12 stars, would place her feet upon the blood-stained sod of a nation's festering woundedness. Yet, that is precisely what she did and continues to do for our broken humanity. Our Lady did not stand aloof from the disease, death, and despair which assailed the people of Mexico. She did not seek to keep her radiant garments clean and free from the filth of our sins. She did not stand indignantly afar, nor did she wash her hands of us in our brokenness and helplessness. She did not hesitate to delve into the blood-drenched sod of a people's idolatry. She did so to bring them out of their sinful ways, to draw them to her Son. So, to all that is truly true and good and beautiful, she came to a nation who was once invincible, yet now a broken and broken-hearted people. And she called herself in the apparition, Your Merciful Mother. In calling herself thus, Our Lady reveals her message of compassion with all of that which is weak, broken, and humbled within us. She spares nothing of herself in coming to us. Neither her garments nor her skin are spared of this extravagant gesture of love toward her children. A tender embrace wherein all are caught up in the crossing of her arms and the folds of her mantle. It is here, in her very bosom, where she gathers up all the scattered fragments of our lives into a single unity in love. In this tender exchange, every heart finds solace, strength, and renewed hope. Yet even the most sinful and dejected heart can know that in repentance it may lay claim to the merciful love of this noble queen. And so, my brothers and sisters, it is good and comforting to remember when we are praying to Our Lady of Guadalupe that, as Saint Bernard once put it, Mary has made herself all to all, and opens her merciful heart to all, that all may receive of her fullness, the sick, health, those in affliction, comfort, the sinner, pardon, and God, glory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.